Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We humans eat a lot of meat, especially here in the US. In fact, we consume on average 800 billion pounds of it every single year. That's according to a recent article from our editorial partners at Grist. In the same article, Max Graham lays out exactly what suddenly cutting meat out altogether would mean for humans, animals, and the planet. While there are huge benefits for animal rights and the environment, there are some major drawbacks to such a sudden halt, including the risk of undermining the global economy. Let's bring in Max Graham, Food and Agriculture Fellow at our editorial partners, Grist. Hey, Max.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So, Max, let's start with a very quick reminder of why eating meat is such a straight line to climate impacts.
So the agricultural industry globally, or food production generally, is a huge source of greenhouse gas emissions. And one of the biggest culprits is our cows. Cows produce a lot of methane that is quite powerful. And then all other kinds of inputs into that system are also greenhouse gas intensive, like growing crops for animal feed.
Yeah. And we've been hearing this for a while now. This is not new news. But I have to say, Max, because of some of this that we've been hearing, I've been trying to reduce my own family's general meat intake. So we stopped buying beef years ago. But with other meats, it's been harder. So remind us, do all meats do the same kind of climate damage? I'm thinking chicken, pork, lamb, even fish.
No, every type of meat and, you know, how it's produced obviously will affect the extent of climate pollution or greenhouse gas emissions that it produces. So red meats like beef is sort of the most intensive when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions. Poultry is generally considered less, has less greenhouse gas emissions tied to it.
So I have to say, it surprised me what I learned in your article that actually, if we cut out all meat consumption in a very short period of time, it would have some deep negative impacts globally. So let's take those on one by one. Let's start with nutrition. Who would be negatively impacted and why by not being able to eat meat if, say, we stopped tomorrow?
So meat still plays a huge role nutritionally worldwide. It's something like a third of all protein that people eat comes from animals. I should say meat and dairy, so not just meat. But the people who'd be most impacted by the sudden disappearance of all livestock everywhere would be people in actually the countries that consume the least amount of meat at the moment, where just a little bit of meat or dairy goes a long way and is a really important source of nutrients.
And you write that stopping meat consumption could upend economies and there would be global, quote, economic shock. Tell us how and who would feel this the most.
You know, millions of people are employed in the livestock industry. And so if you just, again, in the sort of extreme thought experiment, if you took away meat or livestock, then all those people would lose jobs, particularly in regions, you know, sort of less wealthy, sort of agrarian, agricultural-based economies. Places like rural sub-Saharan Africa would really be affected where, you know, in a country like Niger, something like 13% of the country's GDP comes from the livestock industry. And so the U.S., for example, has quite a diversified economy. So obviously there would be economic impacts here, but in countries where, you know, just they have less diversity in their economies, the disappearance of livestock would be felt more widely.
And Max, then there is the cultural impact. I have to say this one's a little counterintuitive. You know, I'm from India where the cow is sacred to Hindus, so protecting the cow is like a national pastime. But you write that culturally we're so connected to cattle and that we're close with livestock. But you write that culturally some people are so connected to cattle and are very close with their livestock, but then they slaughter them to feed the nation. So tell me how culturally stopping meat consumption might have negative impacts.
I mean, I think this point is, you know, very debatable and has been debated. But, you know, some researchers have pointed out that livestock is actually one area in which humans are extremely close with animals. And, you know, in other aspects of modern life, we just don't have that connection. And so if you think about getting rid of that entirely, then I think you could argue that we're losing this very close long established relationship and that that might actually weaken our sort of understanding of the animal world.
So what's the upshot, Max? Is this a green light to keep eating meat?
No, I think every researcher I talk to has very much acknowledged the need to reduce consumption, particularly in high-consuming countries like the U.S. So it's not a green light to just sort of keep eating, you know, as much as you can. But it's really, I think, just to point out that we really need to be thinking, if we're going to call for meat reduction, we really need to be thinking about what the downsides of that are and how to just analyzing all the possible ways that that would impact people's lives economically, nutritionally, culturally, and so forth.
Max Graham from The Grist, thank you so much.
Thank you.